Well, it's been so cold these past couple of weeks, it's enough to make one think that everything in nature has burrowed down deep for a long sleep. But if there's anyone in our community who can remind us to look around and see that that is not the case, it is educator, author, and naturalist Larry Weber joining us every Friday morning for Backyard Almanac. Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. Yeah, fine. I think these days have been pretty amazing. Since we last spoke, the wonderful year of 2017 has come to an end, and Mother Nature decided she was going to give us quite something to remember it by. The last week of the month, it was just incredible. The last week of the whole year is just incredible. Who would have predicted it? Of the 168 hours of the last 7 days from Christmas Day up and including New Year's Eve, we had more than 160 of those below zero. And in many cases, way below zero. At my house here, since that date until now, we have had three mornings of 30 below. And so, yeah, it's the kind of mornings you get up. You really wake up when you step out in that. And it's pretty amazing. This morning, it was minus 24. Now, the average temperature for that week was minus 12. This is compared to an average temperature in December of nearly 15 above. And when we started the cold snap, we were still above normal for the whole month of December, but we ended up being more than 4 degrees below normal thanks to that wonderful ending. Yes, don't go away when you think it's all over. Surprise, things can still happen. A few other statistics of note is we got very little snow during that time. And December in general was dry. Matter of fact, December was the driest month of the year. The whole year, looking back at the whole year, it was a little bit warmer than normal. The coldest temperature for had any one day of the whole year happened on the very last day when the Weather Service recorded 26 below. So things are happening. Now, we get into the wonderful month of January. We still have quite a bit of the cold still left to go. This morning was cold. I expect tomorrow morning to be cold, but we are in for a warm-up after that. The one thing that we haven't not got much of lately is snow, and I would like to see a little bit more snow. Snow is a terrific insulator on the ground, and when you get real cold like this and you don't have a lot of snow, that's when you begin to wonder what can happen. But it is a good insulator, and I would like to see more, so we'll see. It might be coming in the forecast. Other things of note, we began the year, and January 1 is not considered by many as being much of a really good ecological or biological way of looking at starting the year. However, I believe it's pretty good, and that's because of two astronomical things that happened this week. Number one is on the night of January 2 going into January 3, we had perihelion. That's the time in which our planet is the closest to the sun as it does the whole year. It does not translate into more heat, but it is the closest. The other thing happened this morning, and that was, for the first time since way back, we had, like 6 months ago, we had the sun rises starting to get a little bit earlier. And now that will continue and continue for a long time. But put those two together, I think we have some pretty good astronomical events. And speaking of astronomical events, these clear days get so cold, you have to have clear skies because the clouds act like a blanket. Anyway, they give spectacular sunrises and sunsets, what I call wraparound. The angle of the sun is so low that you really see the colors progressing, both sunrises and sunsets, almost all the way around in the horizon in every direction. It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. We had the full moon this week. We are now in the waning gibbous phase. Now, you ask about the wildlife dealing with the cold. I've been getting what I call a delightful dozen 12 different species of birds that have been showing up virtually every day at the bird feeder. And they are, the red poles are probably the most common, most of those, more of those than anything else. There's a couple of goldfinches, there's the chickadees, there's the blue jays, two kinds of nuthatches, four kinds of woodpeckers, and then we got a few pine grosbeaks, and we got the juncal. One juncal has been trying to winter here so far. We'll see if it's going to be successful. Yeah, they seem to be doing all right. I don't think they need us for survival of the winter. It just is a little bit easier for them to come to the bird feeders. There are plenty of birds out here that do not come to bird feeders. And then when I was out on my walks, including ones of 30 below, I still heard the ravens. And ravens can seem like can survive anything. Grouse, turkeys, crows and so forth all doing well, and owls and stuff like that. They have to take it a little bit easier, and they may go through some hungry times, but they do survive. The same way with the mammals. When the cold snap first came in, I noticed a lot fewer tracks out on the snow. But after a couple days, they get hungry and they start moving around, and I've been seeing many of the tracks as well. One of the interesting sets of tracks that I've been seeing has been that of the coyotes. I see them, boy, just every day. They are active right now. This is the beginning of their breeding period. This may seem a little bit weird, but when you have a gestation and pups in the spring, yeah, this is the beginning of their breeding period, and I've been seeing their tracks quite active around. So, yeah, things are still going on in the world of nature, and though we don't have the snowstorm like they had in the Northeast, we still have an interesting winter that's been happening, and I think we should just plain enjoy it. It's a terrific time. So, okay, take care.
Thank you, Larry. Have a good day. Larry Weber, educator, author, and naturalist, joining us every Friday for Backyard Almanac here on 103.3 KUMD.